Oh my god, I love it. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Trash Ladies.
Hell yeah. Woo,
woo, woo, Episode 9, bitches.
That's right, we're nearing the end, but then we'll be right back.
End of season.
End of season, yeah.
I mean, we're only really doing, I think, well, we're doing 10 episodes because there's the 10 Star Wars movies that we can name them after.
Yeah. Our system is heavily movie based.
It's so very movie
based. We are at the mercy of Star Wars and then soon to be Fast and Furious.
That's correct. And I don't count any of those Clone War movies, so I think we're good. Or Solo. Doesn't count. So
yeah.
Anyway, we got 10 episodes.
We're not losers.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
we're
you.
We're just assholes.
Exactly. Trash Ladies. Okay. Anyway, welcome to Trash Ladies Podcast. Thank you for listening. We are back after we did our last episode, after being gone for quite a while. So we are here now, and let's take it away, Court.
Oh boy. Well, we've been up to different things. We went over some things that we've been up to lately, last episode. One of the things that I didn't mention, that's something brand new that I'm embarking on, is trying a new therapy situation. So, you know, just like everyone else, dealt with, you know, depression, anxiety, the grand majority of my life, seen lots of different therapists, been on and off meds, nothing else has seemed to really work because I know exactly how that all goes. And now I'm going to try something new, which is going to be ketamine therapy.
Ketamine.
So I am very excited to give that a go. I will have results as far as like what my first experience is in about 2 weeks or so,
mm-hmm.
a week or two. So I'll let you guys know how that all goes. But apparently it is supposed to be, you know, like you feel results right away as far as just like your brain functioning very differently after your first session. And you do about 6 sessions and then just kind of feel it if you want to do more after that. But
so wait, isn't it supposed to be like, it's a way of rewiring your brain basically,
exactly.
right? Kind of so, like mushrooms does the same kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, it just creates more like neural connections because everything is just fucking fading away when you're just super depressed and everything just kind of like dulls out and dies. But then this kind of re-sparks a lot of things with the psychedelic effects.
Mm.
And so it kind of like allows your body to kind of reset and just be like, oh, like now I can kind of think with clarity in a way.
Okay. Interesting.
And so I'm
so super like my body on cocaine.
Maybe. I don't know. See, here's the thing. I'm such a chicken. I don't fuck with drugs. I don't fuck with anything, you know.
Ketamine, I think I'm like horse tranquilizers, right?
So it's an analgesic. So I used it a lot in the, you know, because I'm a veterinary nurse. I used it a lot as a pre-anesthetic. So I've handled it a ton, but I've never experienced it before myself. And I don't know. I got breast reduction surgery, so if they gave it to me during that, I don't recall.
I don't think it's not like a standard thing that they normally would give you, though, right? Isn't it a drug? And now I think Oregon is one of the. In California, they have the therapies that they can do with it.
Yeah, it's becoming, it's like, yeah, it's just a legal psychedelic alternative therapy that you can do. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll give that a whirl. So I'm very excited. I'm going to try that out and I'll let you bitches know exactly how that goes.
I love it.
Maybe I'm going to be less bitchy. Maybe I'm going to be kinder. Maybe I'm going to lose my mind. I don't know.
It's an experience.
But I'm really excited about it. I might like, because here's the thing, I'm such a chicken where I just don't want to do any of the things ever for, you know, recreational drugs.
The fun drugs?
The fun drugs that everyone else does and it doesn't even like phase them. And I'm just like, I don't know. So taking this leap seems like it should make me feel weird, but it absolutely doesn't. Like, it's done in a very controlled way. Like, I don't know why. Like, I just don't feel fazed by it at all.
No, no, no. It's like a therapeutic thing. And like I said before, we have a friend of ours that does this, and he's been ranting and raving about how much he loves it.
I know. I need to bug him about it now.
You should message him because he's been telling me about how he loves it. Did I tell you, though, about the date I went on? I went on a Tinder date, and I met this guy at his friend's house, and we were hanging out. And then they were smoking ketamine.
Ew, no.
Yeah, like, such a Portland fucking experience. Like, it was, like, on a Tinder date, and this guy's just, like, it was, like, a vape pen, but it was ketamine.
That sounds, too fucking much.
Isn't that just crazy, though? Like, what kind of fucking person meets another person the first time on, like, a date, and they just, like, I'm just gonna smoke this ketamine.
Addict?
fucking drug addicts.
Yeah, no. This is like super low dose where it's just like you literally have it for an hour for that session and then that is it. There's not, you're not taking a pill every single day. There's no, it's just, nope, just for the session. And you do that like once a week.
I love it. I love that. I think it, yeah, I don't know. You know I'm like kind of a weirdo when it comes to hippies and their drugs.
I know. I totally thought in my brain too. I was like, Katie's going to think this is a total hippie-dippy thing. And I was like, she might just be like, what the fuck are you thinking? Or be on board. But I think it's not, I mean, it's...
No,
it's very much like the drug makes sense.
Dude, I am all for like whatever people think that will help them,
yeah,
do it. I love
I just
that.
Know what doesn't work for me.
Right, yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. I know what hasn't worked and doesn't, and I refuse to just keep, like, repeating that.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. I get it. Like, I remember during, it was 2020, and I had left my husband and moved into my own place and lost my job due to COVID, and I called my doctor, and they were like, I was like, you know, I feel pretty, like, I don't know, depressed. You know, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, naturally. I think we could start you on Prozac.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't that like a little extreme? Really?
That's what happened to me when, like, I was 14. They're just like, we'll just put you on Prozac right away. Yeah. And I was like, but like, that's it? And it's like, yep. I'm like, cool. Well, so I did that for years.
Oh, hell no, dude. I took that shit for like maybe a week, I want to say. And then I literally like couldn't get out of bed. Fucking was like, I hate myself. And this is horrible. And I stopped taking it. But I just was really shocked at how easy and immediate it was for someone who literally like wasn't my doctor, who didn't know me, to just be like, oh yeah, just take some Prozac. You'll be fine. Like, really?
And that's it.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, I didn't have, like, follow-up, like, continuing therapy or anything like that. It was just prescription. That was it. And it was just like, do what you will, child.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, dude, we're getting real on Trash Ladies now. Talking about the big issues.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to go try this hippy-dippy thing, according to Katie.
You're hippie.
I'm so excited, though. I'm like, they give you, like, a journal and stuff and a little, sleeping thing.
Dude, like I said, whatever works for you. Don't listen. You know how I hate hippies, but if it works, do it. Just don't smoke ketamine on your first Tinder date. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, that was a plan, but now I won't do that. Now that you've said it.
Now that I brought it to your attention.
I think, weren't you with me when, like, we ran into these guys who then, I felt like we went out one time because, like, you were on a Tinder date or something like that, and then we ended up coming across these other dudes and hanging out with them all night, but then, like, we were at my house, and one of the guys, like, kept trying to do magic tricks with this, like, lampshade thing. And that, it turned out it was because it was like, oh, he's just on
that ketamine. Was not me. No, I was not there. Are you kidding? Do you think I would never stop talking about that? That definitely wasn't me.
I'm trying to think, who the fuck was I with? It was definitely in Portland, that's for sure.
Yeah, they were being like, surprising,
this is a lot. And like one dude kept like rubbing my foot non-stop.
Dude,
and I was like,
the fuck?
This, I was like, all right, I mean, that's kind, but this is a lot. Then I had to be just like, all right, everyone's got to go now because it's like really fucking late and I'm not doing drugs, so I'm actually tired.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember you telling me this story, but I forget who you were with. It was not me, though. But dude, I'll tell you something, like, dating in Portland, so I haven't been on a date, oh my god, like a year, I want to say.
Like a year?
Over a year. Yeah.
That's not true. I swore that.
Oh yeah, I went on recently. That random date with the guy who smoked ketamine.
Oh yeah,
that was the most recent one. But honestly, that turned me off from continuing. And that I only went on that date because my friends were making fun of me at the bar, and they were like, "You don't date." And I'm like, "Bitch, I could go on a date right now," which I did.
Yeah,
but then
you've
he smoked
never had
ketamine.
A problem. You've never had a problem getting a date.
No, I have no problem getting a date. It's just like
they're just
people.
All trash.
Dude, the people, oh my god, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't know what world we live in where, like, you go out on a date with someone and then subtly they're like, are you interested in pegging me? And you're like, what the fuck? Really? I thought we were, like, out to dinner, having a nice time.
Yeah,
it's what
fucking wild night. I remember I told you about the guy. I was like, oh, he seems like he was like, just like, he seemed like he was really into his family, and he was just like, oh, I'm Jewish, and I love my parents, and, you know, I just love doing, like, basic things, like, basic hobbies and stuff, and I was like, oh, he seems normal, and the next thing I know, like, I never met up with this guy because of this, obviously, because then all of a sudden the conversation turned into him being like, oh, well, how about, he's like, you know what I would really like? What I think you should do is leave your front door unlocked, strip down naked, blindfold yourself, and sit in the middle of your living room, and then I'll come over and do whatever I want to you.
Mm.
But wow. He was like,
winner.
Serious. That wasn't a joke. And I was like, great.
No, but this seriously. This
is the option right now?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening? Yeah, why are they all serial killers?
Yeah. Seriously. You know what I think it is? I think we have, like, emboldened men to be, like, as freaky as they want, you know? Like, in the old days, there was, like, a level of presentation, you know? Like, they felt they had to, like, you know, you go out on a date, you wear a nice shirt, you dress up, you pay for dinner. And, yeah, like,
pleasantries.
The feminism has destroyed this for us. I hate to say it like this. This sounds absolutely horrible, okay? But I'm going to say it, okay? Feminism has emboldened these men to be as freaky as they fucking want, because women do like that shit. Don't get me wrong.
I refuse to take any claim for all these trash people's behavior. They could choose to just, we can be like, oh yeah, instead of you paying for the bill, let's split the bill. That's fine, but that doesn't mean that they'd be like, well, that means I need to, like, skull fuck your ass afterwards, or it's just like, what?
But that's what
a turn that you decided, but, sir. This didn't have to go that way. I mean,
but is it that surprising? Because men are, I hate to say it, a little bit special. Like, it's not that surprising to me personally. Like,
well, a while ago, I would have been like,
you give them an inch, but now, they take a mile.
Now,
you
know? I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, a lot are just terrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I have stopped dating in Portland because of this issue. Like, I just have kind of given up and resolved myself to realize I shall be alone, because everyone here is basically psychotic, sex-craved hippies, and I just cannot deal with them. Like, well,
recently I just rewatched this amazing horror film with Sebastian Stan called Fresh. And it's on Hulu, and I watched it, fucking loved it. Didn't get around to rewatching it until just recently, and I was like, oh, it's so good, because I told my boyfriend, I was like, you have to watch it. It's actually, like, a lot better than you think. And, like, you know, I don't want to spoil anything. You just have to watch
spoilers.
It. It's just not your, you know, spoilers. It's not your typical cannibal movie. Let's just say that. But the whole start is this main character going on her, you know, Bumble dates or Tinder dates or whatever. Yeah. And, I mean, these examples that they give are so fucking true. They're not exaggerated.
No.
Like, she is at dinner with some bozo who's like, make sure to bring cash because it's a cash-only place. So you, basically, so you could pay for your half. And, like, he's like, takes all the leftovers with his scarf dragging all over the food. And he's just so shitty and awful. And then afterwards, she's like, he's like, oh, yeah, so I think we had a really good time after he was just so awful.
Totally.
Yeah, I think we had a really good time. So let's do this. Or again, where she's like, oh, no, I don't think that this is going to work out, you know? And they're just like, she's like, oh, well, I fucking hated you anyway, you fucking bitch. And then just like walks off.
Can I say that I've actually had that experience happen to me multiple times?
But this is also what happens, like, you know, digitally, when you're just talking to people through the apps. So quickly, if you just say like, oh, like, I don't know about this one thing or that thing, then just be like, oh, you fuck you, you stuck up cunt or whatever.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You're just like, it takes a turn.
Yeah.
But, oh, like, in person, it's just a whole other thing, too, where you're just like, why am I not surprised?
Honestly, I'm surprised at the gall of some of these men, because I have been out on dates where I'm like, you know, I just don't think this is going to work. And then they literally look me in the face and they're like, well, I think you're ugly anyway. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, you're like, I could have told you that I didn't want to keep moving forward with you because, and, like, by tearing your ass apart.
I'm like,
I could have talked about 100 things I don't fucking like about you, but you kept it nice.
Yeah, it's funny though, because it's like, you know, it's the fragility of men, right? Yeah. It really is. It's just like fragile men that you say anything to.
I gotta say something to you before you say something to me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I was hollering at you and you're not into it. Well, fuck you, bitch. I didn't want to fuck with you anyway.
Yeah, well, like 5 minutes ago, I'm like, you would have been ready to marry my ass if I put up with your misogynistic bullshit, okay? God.
It's true. I'm sorry, men out there, but
yeah, you guys we're doing suck. A lot of male bashing. If we want to, we could turn this around though and talk about one man that is truly treasured. A man that is.
Wait, are we gonna my favorite man?
Your favorite man. He is a hero to the nation.
He is one a hero. Might say. You know, you could call him Captain America.
Oh, he's a Captain, all right. He's not the Crunch. He's America.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're talking about Chris Evans, obviously. But so here's this thing. Okay. So I've started this whole thing where I've made pins for Chris Evans for president for 2024.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yes, she is. And yes, I spent money and I made these and I passed them out.
They look so good.
Aren't they adorable? Yeah. I love them. But listen, here's the thing. This is the reason why I did this. And I want to explain it so that everyone can really understand it. Because, like, first of all, I love Chris Evans, okay? He is, like, a stand-up American. He loves his dog, okay? Aww. I mean, he's just a good guy. 10 out of 10. He's an actor, fine, whatever. But you know what? He doesn't have any big scandals. He is a normal fucking dude. He has been out there, you know, he is semi-involved in some politics. You know, he was in the White House recently with Joe Biden, like, shooting the shit or whatever. Listen, I love him. He's a good person, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's not a perfect person, but who is?
Nobody is.
Exactly. But the reason that I, so, you know, with the presidential election coming up, right? Everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, Trump and Biden, blah, blah. And I'm just like so fucking tired of these old, ugly fucking men.
What if we had somebody fun?
What if we interesting, had someone
sexy, good-hearted?
Oh my God, right? Sexy. Listen, this is the thing. It's more of like a satire. I'm not going to lie. Like, I did this as kind of a political satire, you know, a joke, I guess. But the reality is like, could you imagine having a candidate that you were like, this is a young man, an American who you believe in, who is attractive, who is a good person, that you're actually going to like be happy to vote for, right? Could you imagine
it's
that?
It's been a while.
This is what I'm saying, right? It has been a while. And so basically I've been on this kick of like Chris Evans for president and I'm starting a whole political campaign for him basically.
I support it. We are holding our campaign headquarters are in my dining room.
That's correct. Chris, if you want to come by and give us your blessing.
Swing by anytime. We'll fill out paperwork. We'll let you know our game plan, our strategies.
Listen, we can get you in office, Chris.
Venn diagrams.
That's right. We can get him in office, you know.
I just put phones in here.
I just think it's funny because I think it's like no one is excited about who is going to be president. Nobody. And like, it's a downfall of our fucking country that we can't have someone who embodies like the young people. And I think Chris Evans is I don't know why I go to Chris Evans, maybe because he was Captain America. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I think there is a clear, strong bias.
Okay. There's a little bit of a bias.
Your superhero nerdy thing satisfied.
She's just like, I just don't know why. I just love him so much.
It's like, well, duh, bitch.
Okay, touche, bitch. But like, honestly, dude, it makes me feel happy. I've made pins and now
makes
I'm like,
feel something.
I'm like, you know what? Everyone listen. Everyone can have these pins and look at it and just imagine a future where one day we will have a candidate who will be running for office that you actually are proud of and believe in.
God damn it. I'm going to have to wipe down that chair.
I know you are. I'm sorry. I'm getting all hot and heavy when I'm talking about Chris Evans for president. By the way.
I have lots of cleaners because of the dog, so I think we'll be good.
God. If anybody wants a pin, put it in our Instagram and I'll send you one. I swear to God I will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I got tons of them, and I kind of love
Evans
it.
Chris Evans president. We'll put a photo up there so you know what it looks like, and you're like, damn, that is really good. That's official.
It's very official. That's mm-hmm. right. And you know what? I shit you not, dude. I give it 10 years, but that motherfucker could easily be president if he wanted to.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, literally, if he was running...
Fucking Trump made it, so maybe someone could do it the same way, but as a good guy.
As, like, a celebrity that could actually just, like, go in.
There's
yeah.
been a ton of presidents that were just like, you know, like, they acted in this
well,
or that.
Yeah,
you know,
Reagan started the trend. Like, you know, totally. Totally.
It's not completely out of this world.
I just feel like I wanted to start, like, a little bit of a movement of optimism and hope. And that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. because, like, I'm just so tired of politics today. And you know what? If I'm going to pretend and imagine that Chris Evans is running for president, I'm going to do it. So fuck off.
That's right.
Boom.
Hit us up for buttons.
Yeah, I got buttons. Put it in Instagram and I will send you some for shizzle.
I love mine so much.
We can talk about my other favorite beau of the month.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I told you. We went hard on you dudes, so now we're going to build you up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the ones we love. They're mm-hmm. national treasure men. Treasure men? Men of treasure.
Men who we treasure.
There we go. Thank you. So this one, I'm going to talk about Nathan Fillion.
That's right. Good old Mal.
Oh, God. I love him so much. So... you watched Firefly.
I loved Firefly. And Serenity, it's just like, oh, mwah, so right? fucking good.
Space Cowboys.
That's right. I mean, how could you not love that?
Well, it was not a hit when it came out.
I know, but sure, it was not a hit. But there were many things I enjoyed that were not universally loved.
That's so it true. Wasn't a shock to That's me. That's true. I think it's funny, on April Fool's, every single year, I always click on something that says, they're rebooting Firefly, and you click on it, it goes... April Fools!
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
No. But so anyway, I recently been watching all of Nathan Fillion stuff. You know, I did this a while ago with David Boreanaz, who I also treasure.
Yeah, your other bae.
My other bae. But I've been watching The Rookie on ABC, which is his, like...
Is that his only current running show right now?
I think that's his only current show, yeah.
Because he was doing Castle.
He had Castle for, like, 8 seasons or something. But, no, he's on The Rookie. And he's, like, 53 years old now, I want to say. He looks the same. He looks good. He looks old. I'm not going to lie. I've been watching The Rookie, and I'm kind of like...
Maybe I'm just old, but he looks the same to me.
No, I also, like, have been going back and watching Firefly and Castle, so I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. You know. But he's, you know, he looks appropriate for his age.
Yeah.
But, like, my issue with The Rookie is that his whole character is very, like, he always looks like a deer in the headlights. You know, so, like, his whole personality in the media has usually been, like, that playboy kind of, like...
Oh, he can get any ass he wants.
Like, yeah, but yeah, he's playful and he says things, like, he jokes and
he's charming.
He's charming, but, like, back in the 2000s, it was, like, demeaning. You go back now and you're like, oh, he's just objectifying women in an adorable way. Which is fine. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
You wanted to be objectified by
him. I did. I really did. Yes. But it's kind of sad because, like, his show now, The Rookie, he's just, like, he's, like, forced to be so PC. I'm like...
Isn't that like a CBS show or something?
It's ABC and he's a cop, you know?
Yeah, so it's for families.
Is it for families?
Isn't that the thing? ABC Family? Is that not like the whole title?
I mean, does that mean families have to watch it? I don't know. It just means you can't curse.
Yeah, that means, like, people of any age can watch it, right?
It's on basic cable, bitch. I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I guess I miss his,
yeah,
like...
any age.
His sexual snarkiness that he did with Mal and, like, on Castle. And he's kind of been, like, PC'd out now where he can't say anything.
I don't know. That kind of makes me feel... sad.
It's like, makes me feel, this is what I'm saying, it makes me feel sad too, because I love him so much and he's such a character, like, as a person his characters are embodied by him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, the writing now is a little just like, oh, it's kind of a bummer, you know? PC yeah. People ruin everything. Like let's just, like, let him objectify people for,
well,
like,
it's
a
like
little
they
bit
just put him on Prozac and just said, all right, keep acting,
exactly, your character now.
Yeah, he's just doled out nothing.
Oh, it all comes back to Prozac.
Ugh, goddamn.
I know. God, I miss Firefly, though, I'll tell you what.
Me too.
I really do. It needs to come back. Serenity was good. So Alan Tudyk, who played his helmsman on Firefly,
mm-hmm.
He is in a really fun show called Resident Alien.
Oh, yes. So I actually just started that.
Oh, so you were watching it.
Yeah, I watched the first episode, so I'm just getting into it because my dad has been begging me for like a year now.
It's so good.
Hey, check it out.
It's actually really funny.
Give it a chance. Give it a whirl. It's cool. Go see that. That's how he talks.
No, but I love it because I feel like... So when I get really drunk, I start talking like Alan Tudyk in Resident Alien. So he talks like this. He goes, I don't... like this feeling now, but I'm gonna walk away. Thank you. And I shit you not, dude. There was one night when I got back from, like, a couple days after I got back from Ireland, and I was, like, so sleep deprived, and I was at Mulligan's, and I was supposed to go somewhere with people, and I was, like, at the bar, and I was,
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, you got tanked that
night. Oh, I was, I don't know how I got so drunk. I think it was just,
I was,
like,
shocked you were at a bar. I was just, like, I can't show my face anywhere for, like, a few days.
I know.
I was so tired.
I know. I was just trying to, like, stay up, you know?
Yeah, you're trying to fight it.
I was trying to fight it, and I remember I'm sitting, I was, like, at the bar, and I'm talking, and I was, like, I don't, think I can go to the bar with you now. I'm gonna walk away. It was like slash Borat.
Yeah,
slash.
Exactly. I was just like, it's an accent, if anything.
It was like, oh my god, dude, it was ridiculous. But anyway, Resident Alien's pretty fucking good. You should. It's a great show. I'm very much enjoying it.
I know. It's very cute. It's very easy watch. You know, it's one of those like, oh, it's just, it's hard to not like.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's so simple and easy. It's a good palate cleanser. When you watch a lot of the same things again and again, this is a really good palate cleanser in between, because I was just like, oh.
And Nathan Fillion has a cameo. He plays an octopus.
Does he?
On the show.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
He does. Yeah. So keep your eyes out for the octopus that's played by Nathan Fillion.
I think it'll be hard to miss.
He's adorable. Then, see, if he's an octopus, then he can objectify people and no one cares.
Yeah.
Because he's an octopus.
Eat at once.
That's correct.
I didn't expect you to like it that much.
You got me, dude. You got me good on that one. Oh my god. That was good.
You're welcome. That one's for free.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Other movies that you've been seeing? Anything?
Oh god, no.
We were going to talk about, I think we had a point, we didn't put it on the list, we were talking about Selena.
Well, I mean, I just watched the interview, like, little mini
series
with Yolanda, because she's just fucking coming out. She's just like, she's just giving her side of how it happened. Fuck this woman and her words. Oh my god, I can go.
Okay, so we're talking about Yolanda. What's her last name?
Oh, I forget. It was Yolanda
Suarez or Salazar.
Yeah, Salazar, I think.
Salazar. And this is the woman that murdered Selena in 1995, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was in, like, third grade or something like that. I remember being in elementary school and being like, oh, my God. And it's just, and, like, because my grandpa had just died, too. And then she died, and I was like, all the Mexicans are dying!
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Girl.
That's where my world was very small.
That's horrible. So, wait, tell me about this documentary.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, essentially, so the basic storyline is of what happened with Selena is a woman who was working with her and her family, helping them out with their financials and just their whatever's that they needed, kind of, like, being part of, like, not necessarily your glam squad, but just, like, a personal assistant who does a little bit of everything.
The fan club president, right?
Yeah, she managed primarily the fan club, but then she also helped with little things here and there. But then that was kind of, you know, it. And then Selena's dad, who's, like, her basic manager, he found out that, like, oh, Yolanda was stealing all the money, or stealing money from the fan club, essentially. So people would send in money or do this or do that to buy merchandise or buy products or whatever. And then he was just like, yo, something's fishy. I don't know what it is, but I think you're involved. You gotta go.
So he was the one who tried to fire her.
Yes. He was just like, but they were all like, you know, Selena was there too and whatnot. Selena was pissed. And he was just like, you gotta go. I have enough things to at least be concerned about you. So peace the fuck out. So she leaves. And then, but then all of a sudden she's like telling Selena like, hey, meet me at this hotel. And then she ends up shooting her and killing her multiple times. Like, it's just like, and then she goes out and she like runs to a car and the cops are there and she's like, I'm gonna kill myself. And then the hostage negotiators talk her out, and then, you know, she ends up going to prison.
So this is relevant now because I think Yolanda Salazar is up for probation, like, today, tomorrow, end of March.
Yeah, she's coming up for it. But this time, this whole docuseries is about her telling her side of the story. And of course, in her story, she's like, Selena and I were so close. She trusted me with her secrets. She's talking about this maybe affair that she had. All of it's completely
irrelevant. Who had the affair?
Selena. With potentially with some, like, doctor in Mexico, which is still irrelevant because it's just, like, Yolanda was such a small potatoes person in their universe where it's just going to be, like, no one's going to, like, worry about her saying anything or doing anything.
Well, she was your classic stalker. Like, she was obsessed and she was a stalker, basically.
She overplayed her hand is the thing. And so she stole paperwork from them when she took off. And so Selena was, like, had to go and, like, be, like, I need to, like, get, we need that paperwork. Because she held it hostage. Mm. And it was, like, tax paperwork or something like that. I can't even remember. But, so Selena shows up at the hotel, and then Yolanda's just like, I'm gonna kill myself, and then ends up killing Selena, shockingly enough. And it's like, I don't care whichever way you put it, because even Yolanda, when she's explaining the story with all these things, like, no, we were best friends, positive things, positive things, positive things, I would never, never, never. She's like, oh yeah, I said I was so upset, I put the gun in my head, and then And then I set the gun down and accidentally went off and killed her. And I was like, no.
So basically, there's a documentary out where Yolanda is taking zero responsibility for anything that she
does. Does not acknowledge the fact that she actively shot her on purpose because it was done with Selena literally running out of the hotel room.
Yeah. So she's probably not going to get paroled. What do we think?
I hope she doesn't, because she's not acknowledging of every, like, well, I reality. Feel like
when
it's
you
crazy.
Get paroled, you're supposed to, like, express some sort of, like,
be sorry at least.
Right. You have
be
to
be like,
have...
yes, I did that. I'm responsible for that person's death. Just say you're responsible for it, whether you feel... think it's an accident or not. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Yeah.
And she won't even really say that. She's very much still just like, nope, it was just an accident and it wasn't supposed to happen and that wasn't what really happened. No, this is real.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck her.
I hope that bitch doesn't get out, because I would love to, like, go and, like, protest her parole hearing. Because I love Selena.
I know. Who doesn't love Selena?
I know. Well, I want to say, though, I think, like, so in 1995, I think I was in, like, fourth grade.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, maybe, like, third or fourth grade. Like, yeah. I remember I was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely, like, didn't know Selena before the movie came out with J-Lo.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Definitely not. I don't think I... No, I did not at all. Like, no. So...
Oh, yeah. My sister and I grew up with Selena. And so we were just like, yeah, like, super, like, you know...
Really?
Yeah. And so then when she died, we were just like... Ah,
oh, my
terrible.
God. That's crazy. See, I felt that... I had... My friends all did that when, like, Kurt Cobain died.
Oh.
I know. It was kind of... I didn't really like Kurt Cobain's music, but that was the one. I just say it because that was the one celebrity in the 90s when I was in, like, fifth
grade.
Yeah,
when you were younger that you can, like, connect with this, be like, oh, I'm bummed about that.
The one that I remember. I wasn't bummed. I remember my friends being, like, bummed. And I was like, why are you so bummed? And they all had, like, older siblings, though, that, like, listened to Nirvana.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't know of Selena until the movie came out. And then, like... You know, I don't even know. What year did the movie come out? Like, 97? 98, maybe?
Yeah, honestly, not terribly long afterwards.
No, it was, like, right after. But it was very much, like, you know, poor Selena. I don't know. It's a pivotal moment of my childhood that I recall.
Yeah. But, like, if Selena. You're in the Chicana culture, like, anyone, if you're just, like, if you know Selena... You know Yolanda, and you definitely want to watch this shit because 100%, it's just going to, I mean, it's going to make you upset and it's going to put you in a rage, but it's definitely worth a watch and worth a listen because it's just going to be like, God damn it, I knew you fucking sucked, but it gives me so much more ammo as to why you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Because when you're younger, you don't get all the details, but now that you're older, you can kind of splice through it. And after me seeing, like, I don't know, it's like everyone else in the world seeing 100 different Dateline episodes and all these things. You could see through the bullshit and just be like, no, I think I know what the real situation is, so go fuck yourself.
So Selena was murdered in 1995, and then the movie came out in 1997.
Yeah,
so quick turnover. It really wasn't, like, that long after. But I think it was a good service to memorialize her for a generation of people who necessarily weren't, like, didn't listen to her music while she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think, like, Selena became so much bigger after the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, poor Selena. Selena.
Anything for Selena. That's what I'll always remember. Anything for Selena.
Dude, that was the role that made J-Lo, too. That was Jennifer Lopez's, like,
first... That was the first movie I remember of her.
No, that
like, was her breakout role.
That was her breakout role. That started her career. Yeah. Have you seen the new J-Lo thing on Amazon Prime?
Oh, the, like fantasy musical, like...
Yes, I still haven't seen it. Michelle texted us about this, but I...
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Wait, so it's actually out already? I don't know. I just thought I saw a trailer, so I didn't know if it was out or not.
Yeah, I think it's out.
Okay, no, I have not seen it. I think I'll check it out, though, because honestly, I am a J-Lo fan. I've seen some of her movies, not all of them. Like, you know, like Anaconda. Fucking love that shit.
Okay, I literally was just thinking Anaconda. You say J-Lo movies, and I think Anaconda.
Do you always get caught up in a moment where you forget that Owen Wilson's also in that fucking movie?
Was he in that movie?
Yes, he's the guy who's like the boyfriend or whatever who gets like the bug in his throat and they have to cut through it.
Gross. Yeah. I just remember the baby. I just remember the baby anacondas like swirling in their little circle pit. Remember?
Oh yeah,
yeah, those good times. And John Voight.
And John Voight.
John Voight's
character. Yeah, he was so evilly creepy. He was just so gross.
It was always evilly creepy. Oh, this brings me into a good one. It's on my list, and it's movies from the 90s that we've all forgotten about that are actually amazing.
Oh, gosh. Well, I have to just double check, because, like, I've gone through this whole thing, like, now there's been enough time where I can't recall something. I think everything happened in the 90s, but a lot of it was early 2000s.
Okay.
Not a lot of it, but, like, you know.
No. I definitely agree, because I think in 1999, I was 13. No. Yeah, that's right. 1999, I was 13. So, in 2000... You know, it's hard to differentiate. But so anyway, I was looking at clips the other day and it was like The Mask.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, who remembers this movie? We all remember it fondly, but when's the last time you fucking watched that movie?
I actually watched that probably 2 months ago.
Shut
I'm not kidding.
Seriously? Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm jealous. I gotta go back because I literally was watching clips of it and I was like, oh, fuck, this shit was so good. And like...
Yeah, it was like, I think... I don't remember what platform it was on, but yeah, my boyfriend ended up putting it on, and I was just like, God damn, the shit, like, still fucking slaps.
Fuck yeah, it slaps. What about
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
That's a great movie. Is that the 90s or is that 80s?
I think it's the 90s. Oh, no. Now I got checked. I might be older.
Actually, it's probably,
I think,
like,
it's 90s,
I think
though.
It's, like, 1992 or 3. I'm gonna bet. Christina.
Ooh, 91.
There we go. Okay, yeah. Christina Applegate was like my role model in that movie. I was like, I can be a successful woman too if I lie well enough.
Did you know that they did a remake of it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It actually does look good. Like, if there was a remake, I feel like the formula that they have right now, it does actually seem, like, entertaining. Because originally my instinct is to be like, oh my God, it's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. But it actually seems funny.
Wait, is it out yet or is it?
No, I don't know. Like,
they're just redoing it.
I love watching trailer compilations on YouTube, so I saw it through that. Mm. So I have no idea. It could have come out 4 months ago. It could come out in 4 years. I have no idea.
How about this one? You remember Nell?
Nell. No.
Jodie Foster won an Academy Award for it. And she plays a woman who was raised in the woods, like a feral woman.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you not remember this movie?
No, I don't know this. Oh, I think it's the first movie I could think of apart from, like, Silence of the Lambs or whatever for her. And, like, Taxi.
Contact.
Was, oh yeah, In Contact. Never mind. I guess I remember a bunch of movies.
Well, she was a big star.
But then it's like, when I think 90s, I was like, was Panic Room in the 90s?
Panic Room was in the 2000s. That was a baby Kristen Stewart.
And Jared Leto and Forest Whitaker. Yeah. Like, it's just a weird group of people that's just...
I think that was Kristen Stewart's breakout role. That was one of her first films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer for her new one with the bodybuilder? Lies Bleeding?
It actually looks really fucking good. I do want to see it.
It does look good.
It does look
good. She's gotten off on this, like, whole kick of being so gay lately, though. I'm kind of like, Kristen, get it. What's going on, girl? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, so you know, she, after dating Rob Pattinson after Twilight, like, yeah. she came out as, like, bisexual and, like, uh-huh. but she's recently come out being, like, I want to be the gayest person I can possibly be.
So?
No. This is what she said, which is fine. I love it. But then she's, like, on the cover of Rolling Stone in, like, a jock strap with, like.
Oh, yeah, that's super new.
Yeah. Well, no, this has just happened. This is what I'm saying. I'm not hating her for it. I love it. Kristen, you do you, girl. I think it.
Here's the thing. She should have leaned in. I don't know. It's weird to say it, but it's like leaned in extra hard at this much earlier on.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's a little bit like, I don't know. She's our age.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of like, girl, I love it. I know people
discover things at different times and whatnot, and everyone has their own timeline, but like, as soon as it was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is the thing that, you know, we are aware of now.
Yeah.
I want to just be like, hell yeah, shoot for the stars, baby.
See, I see it.
I want it all.
I see it more as, like, she's pivoting to appeal to a group of people because she's literally making a comeback right now. Like, she is more popular now than she has.
I just hope she's going to be able to act in this.
Well, supposedly it's really good.
That's what I'm hoping for. That trailer looks really good. I saw her in, what was that movie? Oh, Underwater. So there's this movie that she did not terribly long ago where there's like these, you know, deep sea diver people, and they have their ship and they go down and they get stuck at the bottom of the ocean. They're just like, oh shit, we have to survive. But then there's a creature and, you know, then they have to survive that. And her acting is still awful.
She's not a good actress, though.
I wanted to love it so much. I wanted to like it, even. And I was just like, oh, come on, we got this. And it was terrible. It was awful. But this trailer looks really good, and I just want to
say... Oh, wait, is that the one where she has the shaved head?
Yeah, it's like Bleach.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I don't think I saw it, but I love Kristen Stewart. Don't get me wrong. And I am all for you doing... I just wish
she took some classes.
Learn to act, bitch.
Here's the thing. If that's your job, yeah, do the job.
I agree with you. Like, I always said it after Twilight, because I remember I was talking to someone at the bar, and they were like, Kristen Stewart's an amazing actress. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She does the same.
I'd be like, who were you looking at the whole time? Because it wasn't her.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie, I could probably do the exact same level of acting as Kristen Stewart.
And I'm not an actor. You could pretend to be that dead in the face for that long. She gives dead fish energy. Just like there's nothing going on there, and you're there.
No. But all she has to do is turn her head and like bite her lip a little, and she's like, oh, that's my.
And then she like shrugs her shoulders a little bit and acts uncomfortable.
I'm feeling conflicted.
Yeah, it's that constant confliction.
Anyway, listen, I have big dreams for her, and I hope that Love Lies Bleeding is way better. I just think it's kind of funny.
I'm
still gonna watch
it because I'm waiting for that fucking movie where she does well.
This might be it. This is what I'm saying. This might be it. And so, you know, Rolling Stone actually was like, some of the major networks were trying to ban her Rolling Stone cover because she was in her jockstrap or whatever. Because
she was in some chonies?
It wasn't chonies. It was a jockstrap.
That's, yeah, it's underwear. Oh, wait. Oh, jockstrap. Oh, who cares?
No, I agree. This is what I'm saying. I'm surprised because it looks like she's making like this huge comeback right now. Just
think of it as like an extra modern fucking swimsuit. I mean, it might as well be.
I know. Does it sound bad when I say that? I feel like she pivoted towards women after, like, she broke up with Rob Pat. That sounds weird. I shouldn't say that.
What do you mean pivoted? No, I think that was just like after she was finished that relationship, she... just was like,
well, she had that relationship, she cheated on him with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, was that the deal?
She was in that movie, and she ended up cheating on Robert Pattinson with the director.
Spicy.
Then, yeah, it was like a whole thing. But then she ended up just dating women after that. But I mean, I don't know, I'm just surprised that her career is like, her as a person is making a comeback in the way it is, and I feel like she might be grabbing onto a population of people because she knows she'll get notoriety. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it's worth a try because her playing any other character is not grabbing anybody, so I mean, try it.
You're not wrong. She got to get it where she can.
You know, if That's you know, true. If you eat a lot of potato chips, you know, might as well be in a movie about potato chips and see if that lands.
You're not wrong. So actually, the woman who plays her love interest in Love Lies Bleeding, the bodybuilder, mm-hmm. I forget her name, but she was in an episode of The Rookie with Nathan Fillion.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta check that out. I mean, I don't want to watch that show, The Rookie. I will watch a episode or two just for you.
Okay. Watch it.
Because it's not my cup of tea.
No, I know. I love cop shows, right?
But yeah, but it's not like a cop show.
It is a cop show. And the writing is actually really... No. The writing is actually really good. It's different from like Castle. Like Castle, the writing is garbage. Like it's not good writing. Like it's bad. But it's like, it's entertaining, but it's bad. Like, you know it's bad.
How did it last for so fucking long?
Because of Nathan Fillion's adorable charm. Duh.
Okay.
Wait. All right, you're going to watch two episodes and you're going to make me happy.
Yeah, I'm going to watch two episodes. Sorry, we just had to take a quick potty break. But on my way back, when I was trying to
has to share
put myself back together, one of my pubic hairs got caught in my in my underwear, and it pulled a little, and I was like, ah! So yeah, it hurt a little bit, and I just expressed to Katie how much I fucking hate that shit because it happens, and it's always just like one hair or two hairs maybe, but it really fucking hurts.
Yeah, so I just told her my story about. So as a celibate person, listen, I call myself a celibate these days. Don't you love it?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I mean, you could try that.
Cause I'm a celibate person. I'm not sleeping with anyone. It's been a while, but I was walking the dogs yesterday and I had like yoga pants on and a thong. Right. And I'm like, after like an hour and a half of walking, all of a sudden I start chafing and and I'm like, what's happening, man? And then I realize it's like, oh yeah, your pubes are like 20 inches long.
Inches?
Okay, not inches.
Centimeters?
Millimeters? Okay, let's just say too long, okay, bitch? This is the reality. This is a trash lady's reality of just being a woman, okay? Yeah, we can't help it.
You just need to give it a break. And it just goes wild for a while. And then it gets to a point where you're like, okay, no, I really need to, like, trim this down or whatever.
Dude, I was thinking about this now because literally, so I was having bush issues as I was walking. And I was like, back in, like, the medieval days or, like back in the day, like, what did they do? Did they just let their pubes go crazy?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think it's just uncomfortable. There's no way.
Well, that's also how you, like, would, your body, like, I mean, it's, like, protection, too. So it's just, like, from, like, I don't know, just different gross illnesses and diseases and stuff like that.
No, I bet you there was a fine Parisian shearer who would come to your house and shave your pubes if you wanted.
Just take scissors to it?
Totally.
Like, rusty ass.
Dude, the Victorians were some fucking weird people, bro. I bet you they had somebody. I mean,
maybe, but I don't know. I wasn't there.
I just thought about
it. I wish I could tell you, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, I was just curious as I was having my own pube issues.
Oh, on that note, I know we're a little off topic, but...
A little bit.
I can't remember if we watched, or if we talked about the show Naked Attraction at all. On UK. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the fact that, like, everyone's, like, shaving themselves completely bald. I'm like, nope, that's unrealistic. I am not going to fucking do that. I'm not going to shave everything entirely because the fucking razor burn and all of that bullshit is too fucking much. I will trim it all down and then, you know, do a little shave on the sides just, like, if we're going to be wearing, you know, it's going to be bikini time or whatever. And that's it. I know there's laser treatments and all that shit, but you know what? That doesn't work with every color. So.
Well, see, I always was really grateful. I had a roommate when I lived in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was one time we had, like, a underwear party, you know.
What the fuck?
It's just a party where everyone shows that we have a keg and you wear your underwear. It was fun.
Underwear party? So you are only in your underwear? Do you wear a bra?
You can wear whatever you feel comfortable in, okay? Let's just say that. But it was super fun. Anyway, we had a keg. But my roommate, I was like, girl.
How old?
I was like 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, come on. You know, it was fun. Anyway, my roommate had, I was like, girl, just wear your underwear, like, relax. And she was like, no. And I realized, like, she showed me later, but she had, like, pubes that went down her thighs. And I was like, I didn't know that that existed.
Like, the length of her pubes just, like, stretched down, like the hair down? No. Or, like, it was just, like, her growth, like, went down her legs and they would sprout out from, like, her inner thighs.
That is, yes, that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
I know, and I felt so bad, like, because
that's just so much more maintenance.
Well, I just didn't, like, we were talking one night about the party, and I was like, what are you, like, I was so just, like, in my brain, like, what are you talking about? Just wear your underwear. What are you talking about? And, like, yeah. I didn't realize that she had other issues, you know? And I felt like such an asshole afterwards.
Yeah, because everybody's different, but how are you going to know?
How the fuck do I know that, man? I don't know. Like, I don't have that. So I was like, I'm so sorry, but
she wears little boxer briefs.
I know, but pubes are always kind of an interesting topic because I remember, like, in high school and my early 20s, I would go and spend summers, like, on the East Coast with my cousins and stuff, and those bitches were all, like, shaved, as bald pussies. I
Why do you want to look like a prepubescent child?
But that was, like, the way it was in the early 2000s, dude, in the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, everybody was super shaved. But I never did that. And they were always like, oh, well, you're from the West Coast. You're from San Francisco.
For a while because I just thought that was the thing you were supposed to do. Like, that was the ideal thing. And I fucking hated it because that's only good for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then after of hours, boop, you have razor blades coming right out of your pussy, like, like the whole time until it grows to a comfortable length again. Then you're just like, ugh, relief. But until then, that's going to be days, mama.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And also, like, shaving your shit is the worst idea ever. Like, honestly, I think waxing is one way to do it. But shaving is just, like, who wants to fuck with a shaved pussy? Like, I'm sorry. It's just gross.
Yeah, but it's just such a nightmare to be like, oh, I have to pay someone to wax my shit regularly to maintain
this. No, you get your friends to do it. Duh.
What? What? I'm not calling you over to do that.
Man.
Is this your way to try to see my pussy? I feel like this is a segue.
I would wax you if you asked.
You're just about to say, like, if you would like,
yeah, I
would
you're do welcome. That for you. You know what? I would do a friendly service. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You wish. You wish.
No, but I never did any of that. Like, I was always a trimmer. Yeah. You know, like, you keep it trim and tight.
Yeah, trimming's great.
Trim and tight.
I love a trim.
But I remember being made fun of by my cousins because I didn't shave.
And yeah, they shamed you for it. Made you feel self-conscious about it. That wasn't, like, their standard because they were taught, like, nope, do this.
No. Seriously, though. I remember this. And it was weird. And I remember, like, dating men when I was in my early 20s and being semi-self-conscious. But I felt it was, like, less so on, like, in California. Mm-hmm. Especially with the hipsters. Ugh, the hipsters don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was kind of a hipster, I guess, supposedly. People say that.
Fucking hipster.
I know. I was, like, the worst kind of hipster, too.
I believe it. What you hate the most now is what you used to be.
Yes. But you can see how much things I hate now, and I hated them back then as well. And so I judged everyone.
So hence, you're just like, this has to stop.
Hence the hipsters, you know. But anywho. Yeah, I just never understood it. I dated guys who used to shave their junk, too. And I'd be like, it doesn't feel good. Like, just trim. You're good.
Yeah, just the trim. Yeah, when it's just, like, completely babied down there, I don't know, to me, it's just, like, a strange...
I agree.
...look and feeling where I'm just like, it makes it seem less, like I don't know, just... Like, I want to make you seem, like, you need to seem like a man.
No, I agree. And if you're going to do it, don't like a woman. Shave. You should, like, nair it. Which I don't even know if people nair anymore.
I nair.
Yeah. Nair is nice.
Yeah. So, like, if I do my bikini line on the sides and I have, like, time for it and I just don't forget, then I'll just have to sit there and, like, boop, pop it on and then just wait and then go in the shower and let it all just fucking fall
I think
off.
That's, like, the way it's supposed to be. And, like, you know, when I lived in Hawaii, I was in a bathing suit every other day. So you have to, like,
maintain that shit regularly.
Yeah, otherwise you're gonna, like, there's nothing worse than going to the beach and laying on the beach and looking over and seeing a bush hanging out of a fucking bikini bottom.
Maybe we just need to accept it and just be like, you know what?
No, she's tired. No.
I'm gonna say she's just tired.
No.
Give her a break.
No.
Let her fucking just, like, whip it out.
No, this is the problem with society today, is we've all become so tired, and we're just like, you be yourself. Show all your glory to the world. No, not everyone wants to see that shit. There's a level of presentation that should be fucking honored in, yeah, most in public, of the time, in society.
Most of the time, but I think everyone needs to be allowed to, like, you know, have their moments of being like, you know what, maybe this is just our moment of needing to, like, not give a fuck. We all need to be given those times, because I know I get in those phases where I'm just like, I genuinely don't care what's happening anywhere right now.
Yeah, but that's on you. That's fine. Let you have that moment of you not caring what you're doing with your body in that moment, fine.
But I'm going to go to the river float, right, and I'm just going to have it all out there.
That's fine. And let you have that moment, but everyone else doesn't need to accept that it's your moment.
But they should.
No, this is what is wrong with America today. This is why there's people who walk around looking like hobos when they make $250,000 a year.
You know who wouldn't let this happen? Chris Evans. This is what's wrong with America, right. And Chris Evans will fix it.
Chris Evans for president. Thank you. All right, no, this is one of my other rants I can go on about how these fucking hippies, we just give them the freedom to do whatever they want and take it away. It's just too much. It's just too much, Court.
It is a relief to just give up sometimes, though.
No, I agree, but there's a level of decorum. I mean, like, this is, you know, like, I talked the last episode about the Hump Fest, right?
Yeah.
Like, some things should just remain not commonplace, you know? Like, keep it behind a closed door. Why do I have to see it every day? Like, I shouldn't have to, right?
What are you specifically referring to?
I'm just saying, like, in general of things of, like, people. Like, I guess...
You're talking so general right now. I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm trying to keep it general so I don't get hate mail, okay?
Okay, good. So we're supposed to be confused.
Yes.
All right, well, then let's move on to the next thing, because no one's going to understand.
Okay. Go on.
If you ain't going to say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, then don't.
Go.
Ooh, I know what else I can say. So yesterday, you'd be super, super proud of me. So Katie's super into, you know, like, treat yourself, go do all the beauty things, make yourself feel good. And I decided to do that yesterday, and I went and got a spontaneous facial.
Fuck yeah.
Everywhere I was looking was having appointments from, like, a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. And I was like, God damn it. Then I found one place that was able to take me an hour and a half from the time that I was looking. And I was like,
that's nice.
Fuck yeah, let's do this. I get there.
Have you had a facial before?
I want to say no, but hold on, I got to burp. I want to say no.
Trash ladies.
Hot garbage.
Sorry, go on.
But I feel like I might have had a little one with, like, my sister took me to a spa day once, and they might have done some face things, but I can't remember. I think it was just body massage.
Mm.
But yeah, I think this is my first, like, official facial.
Nice.
That, you know, without semen. And oh man, it was a rough start. The girl, like, she was just, like, being so fucking messy, which is, like, she just kept putting goo after goo after goo over my face, but she was being so sloppy with it where it was just constantly getting in my eyeballs, and then it started, like, seeping into my eyes, and my eyeballs started stinging like crazy, and I was, like, trying to just, like, press forward and not make a thing of it and just be like, oh, it'll go away. She'll wipe it away. This will all be wiped away eventually.
Then
she had, like, the little hot steamer thing, and she was like, okay, let me know if it's, like, too hot. Close or hitting you in a weird way. I'm like, okay. And she puts it on, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. And then, like, 5 seconds later, I was like, oh, no, this is not fine, because it was a hot steamer going directly up my nose into my nasal passages, and I was like, holy fuck. And then she was also getting the goo inside my nose, too, and my head was, like, tilted back, so I was getting, like, post-nasal drip of all the face goo directly in my eyeballs, and then a hot steamer straight up my nose, and I just felt like I was being tortured for information. I was about to say where the bomb was, what the code was for the bomb to detonate it.
I mean, you sound like you've never done a beauty regimen.
Apparently, because I was just like, this is just a nightmare. I hated everything about it, and I was like, oh my god. But then it got comfortable afterwards, because my eyeballs cleared up, and it was fine. The rest of the thing was fine. So I was like, usually I think any other person would make a huge stink about it and be like, I'm going to give you a 1-star Yelp review. But she turned it around. The rest of the experience was great.
Nice. Did you get any, like, extractions? Were they, like, popping pimples?
Oh, yeah. Like, so apparently, like, because my nose is all just, like, nasty. And so she, like, worked some extra, like, business on my nose. Nice. And I was like, oh, yeah, she got in there. And I was like, good. That's real good.
That's the best. Yeah.
It was super great. And she even talked me into getting a membership, even with all the torture that I was going through. Because I was like, uh-huh, yep, here's your tip. I will also give you all my money and spend getting the membership. Because it also lets you get, like, you don't have to get a facial every time. You just get a massage. And I'm like, that's safe. So I get a massage every single month for really cheap.
I think people underestimate the amount of pain that goes into actual, like, beauty treatments and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like that shit is not usually pleasant. Like, well, I hate to say it like that, but it's never actually, like, fine. You know, unless you're going to go and get, like, some, like, middle-level, you know, back massage, then that's fine. But, like, the stuff you want to do, the actual shit that's going to, like, help your skin or whatever, like, that shit is not easy. It's painful, you know?
Well, I don't want that.
I know, but beauty is pain, you know? Like, I go get my lashes done. That shit fucking hurts, dude. It stings as fuck. You lay there for, like, an hour and a half with someone basically touching your eyeball, you know? And it's unpleasant, but the result is amazing. Or you go in and you get, you know, a little fucking, like, face injections, you know? That shit hurts. It's not pleasant, but we do it because it makes you look amazing.
When I thought about facial, I was just like, oh, they're just gonna put, like, little oils and moisturizers around.
You're thinking of the fifth grade facial that you did at, like, your sleepovers.
Exactly.
In, like, fifth grade.
Yeah, totally. And I was just like, you know, put a little hot tail on there.
No,
and I'm
dude.
Just like, ooh, ah. I'm like, oh, I've never felt more relaxed. But the whole time I was like, everything was on fucking fire.
Yeah, no, they're gonna burn the fuck out of your face.
But I gotta say,
you can't breathe. No, that's, yeah.
My skin looked fucking amazing.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I texted my sister. I was like, my skin is like fucking silky bed sheets.
Yes, bitch. This is what I'm talking about. I went in for a microneedling appointment at one point, and, like, you know, it's basic. It's a micro needle that they just run all the way over your fucking face.
I got the electric. They did, like, these electrode things.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, she was like, oh, you want to try it? It was like $20. I was like, sure. It felt pretty cool. And I was just like, wow. I feel like I'm being, like, injected with superpowers.
Yeah, just keep doing it. That's what I'm saying, though.
Beauty superpowers.
We
amazing.
Live in a society where we are able to now, like, do these things. Again, I'm going to reference the medieval ages when they all walked around with giant bushes.
Yeah, the bushier person.
And they all looked, like, very dehydrated. And we live in a society today where we don't have to live that way, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to use scissors to like, trim my bush.
Not even scissors, but just, like, shears that they, like, cut the sheep with.
I did.
Like, shears.
Oh, my God. One time I did. I was desperate because I didn't have anything else to use. And so I had these, like, my little scissors I used to, like, cut my bangs. This was, like, back in college, and so and I went and I used it to, like, trim my bush, and I snipped myself my skin on accident, and I was, like, fucking mortified after that. I was just like, nope, I don't trust myself, I can't do it. And I felt like that little scab took forever to go away, and I was like, oh my God, anyone I have sex with, they're gonna think I have an STD. They're gonna think, if they look at it, they're gonna freak out. They're gonna freak the fuck out, and I have to be like, nope, it's not an STD. I just clipped myself with scissors while I was trying to trim my pubes.
Oh no, we've all been there, trust me.
Ready to give a whole story every single time, I felt like.
If
anyone decides they want to have sex with me, I need to panic and immediately blur out the story.
Oh, God. We've all been there. I've actually done worse, where I cut myself with, like, actual scissors. And it was, like, an actual cut.
Like,
I thought I needed
crafting scissors?
I thought I needed stitches.
Oh, my God.
But it was just my...
Was it, like, upper pussy or lower pussy?
No, it was upper, thank God.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
mine
my
too.
God. Could you imagine lower?
Yeah, it's like, that's gonna be the more traumatizing one.
That's like when you have to go to the doctor and you're like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you're like, I wasn't trying to do a circumcision on myself.
I swear to God. Just... pussy. It's hilarious. All right. We got time for one more. What are we doing?
Three wishes.
Ooh, three wishes. Okay. So wait, I gave you stipulations for these wishes earlier. What were they? Let's see.
That I couldn't, so if I got three wishes, I couldn't ask for money, I couldn't ask for more wishes, and I couldn't ask to be immortal.
Yes.
Which, by the way, fuck you if you want to be immortal. Get the fuck out of here.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think that's, like, the dumbest thing. Like, I mean, not the dumbest. I'm just saying it's not for me. Sorry. I shouldn't be such a bitch about it.
Oh, my God,
like,
you're so un-PC. All those people who want to be immortal are so offended right now, Court.
I just feel like you're going to be so bored and so miserable so fast. Like, everything's going to be so tiring where I'm just like, nothing's exciting anymore. And you're going to have to get more extreme to find things to entertain yourself.
I don't know, dude. I totally disagree.
That's my theory.
I feel like if I was immortal, I would do all the things all the time.
Well, you are a very busy person. But at the same time, I think that eventually when you're immortal, you never die. And once you've done all the things all the time, everywhere around the world, then what?
I know, but it's a big world. I don't think you'd have time. It'd take a long time to do that. Right?
You'll end up having to redo it all again.
Psh, I guess. I mean, eventually. Then the planet goes into the sun.
All right, how about you share one and I share one?
Okay. One wish. So I would wish that everyone that I care about was happy.
Oh,
you didn't expect that one, bitch, did you?
No, that's not all the direction I want.
Seriously? Oh, that's my number one, I think.
Oh, you are so deep and so kind.
Well, here's the thing, is that most of the people around me are fucking miserable.
And that's so true. We're all a struggle.
I feel like if everyone around me was so happy, it would very much influence my life to be happier.
Oh, we'd make you happy.
Exactly. Right? Can you, right?
I hope so. It's worth a shot. Wish for it and see what happens.
That's my number one
wish. Or you'll just be so upset that everyone's just like, we're happy. Why aren't you happy?
No,
and then it turns into a Black Mirror episode because you're like, I thought that this would make me happy, but instead everyone else is just happy. And now I'm just like not feeling the same thing.
No, I mean, yeah, I can see that. But I'm like mostly a happy person normally. Like if people are happy around me, I can be happy with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, It's the miserable people around me that drag me down. That I'm like, ugh. You know, like my whole family, they're all fucking miserable.
Like, yeah, it does get like emotionally exhausting when it's
totally.
Like.
Totally.
Because like everyone can have their moments and times and phases of being like, you know what, I can't give you 100% right now. But then it's like, there's the people who are, it's like, it's every single fucking time you see them all the time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's just such like a drain and a pull.
No, it's annoying. And that's, like, literally my entire immediate family, where, like, every time I go home, they're, like, always miserable. And so if I had a wish, I would wish that they would be happy and be able to, like, get along and love each other. And then I could, like, go and hang out and, like, have a nice time with my family. That would be great.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
That is my Tiny Tim dream. It sounds kind of sad when you say it like that, you bitch.
It's not sad. It's wholesome. Oh, I love it.
All right, what's yours?
Oh, God.
What?
I put a vegan Taco Bell.
Wow.
Because I feel like if there was a vegan Taco Bell, it would be easier for me to transition over. But until that happens, I feel like, you know, I can't commit 100%.
That's your wish.
Oh, that's one of them. I got more.
Okay, all right.
I got more.
All right. I love it. I like it. Whew, that was good.
All right.
Actually, I would benefit greatly from a vegan Taco Bell as well. I mean, so
who wouldn't? Everyone loves. I love fucking Taco Bell.
I know.
I cannot give it up. Where it's just like the, you know, sub beans and just.
Are you trying to transition?
No, but I mean, like, I'm trying to replace. I like in general been replacing a lot of my meals with either being vegetarian or vegan, and it just like happens naturally because.
You know, I mean, you know, Taco vegan, Bell but. Meat is basically the worst meat you can possibly eat.
But that's the thing. That's why I'm saying, like, I struggle so much with that specifically because I love Taco Bell. so goddamn much, and I would have a very hard time being in a position of never being able to have my favorite meals there again.
I like it.
So I'm just saying, if you want real vegan changes from me, then that's what it'll take.
Not surprising.
That's what the genie will have to do, so it's on them.
All right, so we get three wishes, so I get another one, right?
Wish everyone was happy.
After everyone's happy in my life. Oh, my God.
So now we're happy. Now
everybody's
what?
Happy. Then I would wish for my dogs to live a happy and healthy life as long as myself is alive.
Aww, that's also really nice.
Is your second wish also about Taco Bell?
It might as well be.
Why are my wishes so much nicer than yours?
This is a weird switch. I don't know. If we had like a Freaky Friday body swap, what? Or what happened?
That's actually, that should be that my... That nice. Should be my number one, is to have my dogs live, like, as long as and be healthy with me their whole
honestly,
life.
I do agree. I think that is an amazing wish, because everyone has that, like, pet that's just, like, that is my soulmate. That is my person that I need to be with forever. And knowing it's only going to be a short window, it's like, that's unfair. What the fuck?
I think you spend half your time as a pet owner just crying and worrying about when they're going to die. It's like the worst feeling in the whole world.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much also that person where, like, I worry all the time where I'm like, I don't want to put them in any position whatsoever in case something goes wrong. And I get really too helicoptery, overprotective. Oh, yeah. Oh, the raccoons must be out.
Sidebar.
Saw the light go on. Raccoons must be back.
No, you know I love my dogs, so I think, yeah, my wish would be about my dogs. See, I haven't actually made a wish for myself yet. Did you notice? I'm so selfless.
So, okay, so here's the scenario. All right, so you got this terminal illness, and you have to hire an assassin to kill you because that's how you want to go out. Now, your dogs are going to be alive also. Mm. What happens then?
Because
that's how you want to die. You want an assassin to take you out.
Yeah, so...
Do you want them to kill the dogs too?
No. They wouldn't kill the dogs. So when my body gets stolen and taken to the desert, then the dogs get unleashed into the wild. And they have to live their own lives in the
They'll
wild.
Just starve to death and die.
Well, that's not my problem. I'm dead.
That's when you give up. You want them to live as long as you do, and then if they live longer.
No, I don't trust anyone to watch my dogs if it's
You're
not
gonna feed them their fancy schmancy food, and they have no hunting or survival skills at all. And then once they're ancient, just be like, good luck now. Just good leave luck. Them in the desert.
Walk into the wild. Just go on your own.
Well, maybe yes. That could be. You can put an addendum in that wish. Just being like, but then
they
the
die
dogs
when I
die of natural causes as soon as you die.
Okay, if they died of natural causes as soon as I die, I could take that, I guess.
There's no reason not to be able to put that addendum.
And then we could
there.
All be, we could all share a coffin together.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Get buried with them.
I love that, yeah.
I actually do like that.
I have one under each arm, a little head on each boob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so cute. I love that. Just a little...
What's your second wish?
I wished for a castle.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think this is a something that came out of Ireland, because we did realize that there was, like, really nice castles.
Oh, my God.
Have a castle.
I never did. Well, here's the thing. I didn't know how much of a big, giant funeral I wanted until I went to New Orleans. And then when we went to Ireland, I didn't realize how much I really want a fucking castle. So if I was given the opportunity to meet a genie, I'll just do whatever I need to do for money, and then I'll live in my castle.
Get your castle.
With my vegan Taco Bell.
With your vegan Taco Bell.
Hey, I mean,
dude, it's nobody. Golden. I love it.
I am just so caught off guard without Jurassic. Like, at least you had a chance to think about your answers in a more, like, I don't know. sweet, sweet way. You asked me this like 10 minutes ago.
No. I didn't actually think of them until this moment.
So really?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. You're just a better person than I am.
I think that's probably true.
I think that's just the thing. Because you're definitely not going to like my third wish.
Okay, I'll tell you my third wish. And this one's for me. Uh-huh. Because all my other wishes are for other people. My third wish would be that I want to look the way I looked when I was 18 until I die.
Oh, interesting. So how would you feel like, so would your sexual attraction still be to then, basically, because you're older, of men of any age? Or would you end up being like weirded out, being like, well, you're like, you know, like an 80-year-old dude trying to bang somebody who looks like they're 18?
No, even if you're not 18. Because when I was 18, I just feel like I looked like a regular person.
You are a regular person.
Yeah, but I don't want, like, I mean, I should say my wish would be to,
yeah,
like,
you just
have
want to
the
look
same,
like a teenager again.
No, but, like, not just look, but have, like, the same physical, like, stability of an 18-year-old versus, like, I'm not, like, you know, getting old and my back hurts.
Yeah,
and, you know.
You feel good. You have that, like, invincibility type of
right.
mentality not, and physical body of just being like, yeah, I'll be fine. I could do whatever. I have a million years.
I'm not immortal. I just look and feel the way I did when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like that was kind of my height. I was pretty awesome at 18. I'm not going to lie.
Nailed it.
All right, number three.
Oh, boy. Then inside my castle where I have vegan Taco Bell being delivered to me, I also have a bowling alley inside of it.
You just want a bowling alley?
I want a bowling
alley. That's your third wish? Oh my God, Corey.
Yeah. I do. I love bowling so goddamn much. You could do it through any season.
I could take you bowling right now. You like, come on.
Yeah, but like having a bowling alley in your home, that's like really fucking cool.
Did you ever see There Will Be Blood, the movie?
I haven't. No, but I know the scene in the end.
Where Daniel Day-Lewis beats Paul Dano to death with a club in his own personal bowling alley.
Yeah, he'll drink my milkshake or whatever.
So do you want a bowling alley just to murder people?
Well, I didn't say that.
I love it.
No, I just like, I love bowling so much. It's such an easy, fun thing to do. And it just brings me so much fucking joy. And it would be nice to be able to do it at home for free.
Okay, you're just not understanding the wishes.
Well, apparently, because you gave me no parameters, no rules. You just said you get three wishes.
Three wishes, bitch! Three wishes!
What? Right now, at this moment, those are my wishes.
All right. Well,
I would like to have vegan Taco Bell available. I want a castle. And I would like to have a bowling alley in that castle.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. A castle would be pretty nice. Like,
yeah, it'd be dope as fuck. Yeah. All the parties would be there.
Oh, it'd be pretty sick.
I'd entertain sometimes.
I would do
not
like,
all the time. Just sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be content with like an English manor estate. Let's say.
Like, you'd want an abbey.
Oh, the abbey. We went to the abbey in Ireland.
Yeah, we went to an abbey.
An abbey implies that there's nuns, though. I don't like nuns. Oh. They scare me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I went to Catholic school, so we had nuns. That was a thing. It was a lot.
Well, what was I supposed to do with these wishes?
No, these are great wishes, and I think like most people should really like focus and ask themselves, what would they really do if they had wishes?
Okay.
Because then,
well, maybe we could do this each season. So next season we'll get another pair of wishes. Oh,
you want a do-over is what you're telling me.
I think that'll be interesting.
You want a do-over.
I do want a do-over. However, I think also, additionally, it'll be interesting just to see like how the parameters change on what we're like looking for and wanting for. Because you always, you know, make it more like on your end or just more on my end. Those are two polar opposites right now.
All
right. They go back and forth and do whatever.
All right. I like it.
I mean, the stakes are low. None of this shit's going to happen. So.
It's just a wish, bitch.
Yeah. It's just a wish on the Trash Ladies podcast.
On Trash Ladies.
Hot garbage.
I love it. I love it. Let's see. Where are we at in time?
Have we talked for a while?
We could do one more topic. You got one?
Well, one topic that we haven't gotten to yet. Oh, how Nelly is saying
when the best R&B is. Oh, Nelly!
Yeah,
okay, yes. So, you want to say it or
something?
Oh. Okay, I'll say it. So, anyway, Nelly.
This is your initial topic. Oh, that's why I was like, oh, I don't have like a whole spiel behind it. I just have stories to share.
Okay. Yeah, this is my spiel. So, Nelly came out like, what, a couple weeks ago, and he was like talking hella shit about all these rappers and hip hop artists today, because he was like, listen, you don't understand, I came about on the crux of hip hop at the, how do you call it, like the
best of the best,
the best of the peak, best, the height of hip hop, like, you know, he had his competition was like Ludacris, Ja Rule, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, and he was like, none of you people today will understand, like, what it is like to have that kind of competition out there. Hence, I'm the best. That's what Nelly said. And I kind of, like, love him for it, because he's not wrong.
Yeah, no, he's 100% not wrong. I saw him at Outside Lands probably 2.5-3 years ago. Nice. Probably 3 years ago. And oh my fucking God, I had such a blast. It was so much fun. It was so fucking good. Granted, I was the only one who knew all the songs because I was surrounded by children. All these, like, you know, super, super baby babies. And they're like little, like, fake hippy dippy influencer things. And I was just like, do you guys not understand Nelly's on the stage right now?
Where's he at, dude? What's he up to these days? So he's still touring, kind of?
I don't know. But then we saw Ludacris not too long ago.
Fuck yeah, we saw Ludacris. That, like, shit that was whole sick.
That whole era had so many big hitters.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Like, I mean, I like hip-hop today. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan. Like, there's some stuff today that I'm like, all right, it's good. But it is not the same.
You know what the mumble rap. I don't fucking like that shit.
Yeah, it's like Youngblood and all the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I was like, maybe I'm just kind of, because I'm just like, well, I just, if I don't know what you're saying, then how the fuck am I supposed to enjoy this? I don't know.
Well, the thing about stuff today, so like early 2000s.
There's a disconnect. I'm just old.
I don't think that's it. I think it's just shitty.
It might just be bad.
I think it's just bad. Like, they have the same kind of bass line. There's a lot of rappers, like, the, you know, the ones the Gen Zers are listening to that have names that I don't know. But they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like that SNL skit that gets replayed all the time with Pete Davidson and Timothée Chalamet.
Skeet!
It's a bit unbearable.
Yeah.
But that's how it sounds.
Well, and also, you think about it, so, like, a lot of the early 2000 rappers, they did a lot of sampling, and they sampled a shit ton of, like, redonkulous music from the 90s that was kind of amazing.
Yeah, they knew how to do it well.
Right. Well, they wanted to be different, and that was the thing, is, like again, Nelly was saying, he was, like, there was so much competition that everyone had to, like, try to be better than the last song that came out. And so, like, there was just a lot of basically good music that they could do. I remember being 12 years old. My cousin Kelly came to visit me from Detroit, right? Uh-huh. And I was, like, walking down the street. This bitch fucking had, she would wear, like, the a Band-Aid on her cheek.
Oh, no.
Just like Nelly. Oh, God. Yeah.
That's too much.
Dude, we were...
That's too much. Enjoy it, but don't, like... It's just...
We were 12 years old.
She dressed up in character.
Okay, come on.
It makes sense for a 12-year-old. Now that, like, I've been around, you know, the whole, like, 12, 13, tween stuff, it makes sense. They just fucking love the dress-up bits.
Yeah, and they're dumb. And they just do what is... they think is cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, thank goodness TikTok wasn't around when we were younger. That's all I gotta say.
Well, I've been saying it. I mean, thank God that like Instagram and Facebook wasn't around when we were younger.
Totally. Oh, it'd be the worst. I can't tell you what I could have been capable of.
Well, I just don't know about the photos, to be perfectly honest. Like in high school, if we had Instagram or like, I think MySpace was like kind of around for like a minute, but I was like not like, MySpace. MySpace
wasn't very much like...
MySpace was like, oh, I like this band. I'm going to like play them. Yeah. Yeah. But like just keeping all the photos and shit, like, mm-hmm. you know, you met my friend Carolyn when we went to Ireland.
Yeah.
You know,
love Carolyn.
Yeah. So Carolyn was telling
me. Carolyn, like, hit me up.
Carolyn, her and our friend Nishama have like, what do you call it? Cameras, disposable cameras.
Yeah.
From like high school. And like Nishama especially has photos of us in high school, which to me is like shocking, because I have no, there's very few photos that exist of me in high school.
Oh,
which
really?
Which I am very happy about, because I was, it was a whole nother world.
See, I was the opposite. I liked taking photos. So I went through a bunch of disposable cameras and just like, I take the photos and I go to get them all printed out and stuff. And I still have a lot of them, you know, like I was making like photo albums and stuff. And so, like, I still have a good amount of just, like, even, like, it's old high school friends and shit, just, like, for us fucking around at the beach or whatever, yada, yada, yada. No. But that's because, like, the things that I got up to are very different than the things you got up to,
that's,
is the thing.
That's true. We've had this conversation, I think, where we had very different
like, thank
high
God there's no photographic evidence. I was like, the worst thing that's going to be photographed is me having, like, a really, like, my outfit just looks really embarrassing and stupid. Like, I'm wearing, like, an old volleyball shirt and, like, a really ugly bathing suit that's just, like, too big for my body.
Yeah, no. Like, my photographic evidence would be used in court or something.
Yeah, yours would get you in trouble.
I would be in trouble.
The statute of limitation hasn't gotten up on that yet.
It's been how, I don't know, how long? Let's see. Yeah, no, that would be bad. Anywho, well, I think this has been a good episode of Trash Ladies.
I think so, too. We were just talking and talking and talking, because that's what it fucking is.
I mean, we went on a little bit of a tirade about pubic hair, but sorry, boys.
Everyone can... What do you mean? Everybody has pubic hair. Why sorry, boys?
I don't know. I feel...
I think everyone can relate to pubic hair trauma.
God, it's the worst. It really is. So. All right. Well, anywho, thank you guys for listening. We love you. Leave us messages. Check out our Instagram. Again, if you want a Chris Evans for President 2024 button, I will send you one if you message Trash Ladies on Instagram.
Yeah, Trash Ladies Podcast on our Instagram.
All right. Love you guys. Have a fabulous evening.
Bye.